Brian Schott with the Society's Cancer Action Network credits the state for its Smoke-Free Air Act and raising the tobacco purchase age from 19 to 21. But he says more money is needed for smoking prevention and cessation programs and hopes the state Senate gives final approval to a measure dedicating 1% of New Jersey's cigarette tax revenue to those programs.
Smoking rates are higher among the Medicaid population, among African Americans, among those with lower educational attainment. So these are things that by making sure that resources are available to folks, we're going to be able to try to address.
Schott says the anti-smoking programs could help reduce health care costs and save lives. He says tobacco use causes about 12,000 deaths a year in the state. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.